Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. Good evening, and welcome again to Madame Perry Salon. Yes, I know we didn't hear the transporter or Mr. Sulu, but I'm giving him the night off. Tonight is kind of an open house. You know, I have so many musicians that allow me to play their songs, and authors who read, and poets, and it'd be nice to be able to hear songs again, and people often ask me, you know, do you ever play this again? Will this person be on the show? Some guests are coming back, but several are on tour right now and can't get back set, but they'll be here soon. So if you are listening live tonight, July 12th, and it's about a 5 or something after 7, to me and Parker, are you hearing here? Give me a call if there's something you want to hear, and I'll play it. But as for right now, I'm going to start with Daryl Rhodes, and I've Got the Devil in My Pants.
I got the devil in my pants. I got the devil in my pants. Making me say things that I don't mean. I'm told through and acting unseen. I'm just a victim of circumstance. And every time it happens, it's the devil in my pants. Well, there's a new disease that's going around town and turning me red where I used to be brown. I don't care. I'll take a chance. I got the devil in my pants. Well, some blame it on whiskey, some blame it on pills. I just can't stop it. Break down my will. Got a one-track mind. I'm in a trance. I'm blaming on the devil in my pants. He's making me say things that I don't mean. I'm talking through and acting obscene. I'm just a victim of circumstance. And every time it happens, it's the devil in my pants.
Thank you. heaven. We're turning on the power. We're burning, we're burning. We're coming like a flower. Ooh, I'm dizzy and I'm flying, but the circus told us tired ain't left the ground. Ooh, I'm warming up, I'm cooling down. I hear it as our engines make their sound. We're revving, we're revving. We're turning on the power. We're burning, we're burning. We're coming like a flower. Hot head on a cinder.
I'm a hypochondriac.
by Kelly Dwyer. Love, love, love that woman. Kelly Dwyer, musician, songwriter, performance artist, and she's also an actress. She's been in a lot of TV plays. She has a lot of television commercials, too, some things you've seen. And love the song Hypochondriac. You've got to check out Kelly Dwyer. And before that was Hugh Cornwell, formerly of the Stranglers. Hugh Cornwell's song Hot Cat on a Tin Roof from his CD Totem and Taboo. Great CD, every song a winner. And, of course, we started off with Daryl Rhodes and I've Got the Devil in My Pants. Oh, Daryl, you just love to brag. Maybe I should follow with Sasha Valeli and You Don't Give a Damn.
By Pour Paris, gens passaient. Ça aurait été vraiment chouette. Ah, je suis vraiment bête. Hein. Mon voyage est au pays.
Hi there, my friend. Are you struggling with repeating life problems? Does it seem like your life does not flow the way you were intending? Have you lost touch with your dreams and maybe even given up on them? Have you tried many spiritual modalities and practices in the attempt to resolve your life problems with little to no significant results to show for it? Well, I have a solution for you. Hi, I'm Rena Suriano. I'm also known as the Conscious Health Alchemist. I'm known to help people crush their life problems easily and quickly using my Luminous Consciousness Expansion practices. I also assist people to create radiant health and a blingin' body using my fun food fantastic recipes and my secret holistic elixirs and remedies. Look, most people spend thousands of dollars over many years on personal development, seeking the better of their lives. The fact that you may not be aware of this, more than 90% of people who use the common laws of attraction and other similar teachings never really experience much change in their life. If you want to discover the reasons why you continue to struggle and even suffer in life, regardless of what personal development modalities you are using, then I have a gift for you. Go to my website right now at lifebrilliance.com and instantly download my free report and video called Luminous Life Detox, How to Create a Life That Flows and Feels Good. I look forward to hearing about your transformation soon. I'm Reno Suriano, and remember, live victoriously. Yeah! Music by Ryan Farish on the album of Life in Stereo.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In the time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the time to
promised land,
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show?
Like me, has he taken?
Hi, it's Madam Perry here at Madam Perry Salon. Yes, that was the zombies time of the season. And they're still on tour. If you listened a couple of weeks ago, my friend Cindy DeSilva was on here, and she created and wrote the book, Odyssey, The Zombies in Words and Music. And she is their manager, and she's on the road with them right now with the zombies. And, yeah, check out that episode, and definitely check out the book. It's just stunning, and it's just beautifully done, and you'll want that. And let's see. Before that, we heard Frenchie and the Punk with Latrain, and prior to that was The Lights Are On by a blues musician named Denton Perry, who, yes, he is my husband. So, yes, he's the husband of Madam Perry, and I love his music, and just had to play it. Now, if you're listening now, July 12th, Quest 646-716-9922, or call in and tell me if there's a guest that you would particularly like to want to have back, or a guest that we haven't had that you want us to have, and we'll see what we can do. Now, you know, if you like Frenchie and the Punk, and I think we all agree that we do, you know, half of Frenchie and the Punk is Scott Helland, and he has a solo record out, and I think we're going to play something from his solo work, and this is called, let me see, well, you know what, I'm going to hold that back just a wee bit. No, I'm not, I'm just kidding. This is Scott Helland with Never End the Rocket.
bugs have dimmed their light. Stars have disappeared from sight, and there's no moon at all. Don't make a sound, it's so dark. Even Fido was afraid to bark. What a perfect chance to part. If you need atmosphere for inspiration, dear, one kiss will make it clear that tonight is right and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love and there's no.
Need to face it, you're leaving behind.
All right, the last two songs were from a favorite band of mine, and these guys are, their career is really taking off right now. It's Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. They're based in Liverpool, England, but they've been taken under the wing of Liam Gallagher, the name you know, and who has put them on bills with his High Flying Birds, and really helping to give them a leg up. They're often on the BBC radio performing live, but these guys have been touring around the UK like crazy and hoping we can get them over here to the US by the end of the year. But I just love this band, Joe Symes and the Loving Kind. So the last song you heard was Lovers Undercover, and before that was Fine Line. Now, let's see. Oh, and before that, you heard No Moon at All from my CD, the Jennifer Perry Combo, and the title of it was Everybody's Got to Swing. And, you know, recently we had Denny Tedesco on, who created a documentary about the Wrecking Crew. And I was telling you about that, the musicians, studio musicians, the late 50s, 60s, 70s, that included his dad, Tommy Tedesco, guitar player, bassist extraordinaire, Carol Kay, who, Braxton Ballou was talking about her last night when we had Valentine Wolf on, Hal Blaine, Earl Palmer, Glenn Campbell, Leon Russell, lots of massively talented musicians on there. And if you haven't seen the Wrecking Crew video, I highly recommend you get it. You can go to the WreckingCrewFilm.com and order a copy. I'm going to play a little excerpt of some people. I think it's Brian Wilson, Carol Kay, Tommy Tedesco, and a couple of other guys talking about the making of one of the songs on Pet Sounds.
Good Vibrations. Yeah. Right. Must have did 25, 30 seconds.
It might take 6 months.
Yeah. Some days that we worked 5 minutes, some days we worked 4 hours.
Yeah. On the same song.
We experimented, and they would ask me, well, what do you want? And I'd say, well, I don't know, you know. And we'd go home, and the next time we'd get together, then we would fall together, and we'd do the thing.
3 months, 2-3 dates a week, but Capitol Records was picking up the tab.
And we liked to work for him. The word was, do you have a date with Brian Wilson tomorrow? Yeah, I do. Oh, good.
Well, Carol played on Good Vibrations and California Girls, and she was like the star of the show. I mean, she was the greatest bass player in the world. And she was way ahead of her time. She would play a tonic and a fifth or a third instead of a fifth. You know, she was one of the first bass players to start playing that way.
But he definitely wrote out some neat lines on the bass, like, for instance, I'd have never played that. I'll just go into this. Now, that's a jazz walking line. You knew that this kid was into something really, really great.
The room had a spirit to it, with Hal being the leader, you know, and all the guys working together and thumping and pumping.
He would get things like he wanted to hear them. And when he got them that way, it was good. When I heard Good Vibrations the first time on the radio, it just blew me away.
She's somehow close to me. Softly smile, I know she must be kind.
I remember Carol, though, I still have to remember, because her favorite thing, no matter what date we went on after that, would you like me to use my Beach Boy pick? And so she'd have pressed the shit out of it. This one. And
she picked it up on her way to the studio.
And they're looking at this pick, and they're looking at her. She was selling this shit like I couldn't believe. One little pick made this girl hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Okay, that was an excerpt from, as I said before, from the Wrecking Crew documentary. I highly recommend you go to the website. It's just WreckingCrewFilm.com and check it out. It's a film that will really get to you, especially if you grew up in the 60s and 70s. It's the people who made the soundtrack to your life. It's the people who made music, and you didn't even realize that's who made it instead of the band that was on the cover of the album in the picture. and just fantastic. All right, well, I hope you've enjoyed this open house in Madame Perry's Salon. And instead of having a featured guest, I just wanted to play. I've got so much wonderful music from people that have been on the show and leave me music to play anytime I want. I'm so grateful. And it's so good. So I figured these episodes, when I make these with mostly music, or sometimes I'll have recordings of people reading from their work or reading poetry, they get a lot of downloads. And the comments that you all give me is that they're great for road trips. And I take a lot of road trips. I know they're good for road trips, or for when you're working and you want some entertainment, some variety, but you don't want all the commercials and all the yak. And here I go talking. So I am going to end with a song from my friend out in Austin, Texas. He's on tour now, Julian Acosta, and his song, Dandelion. A little luck, baby.